It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Last week, a Milwaukee school closed down after an assessment found dangerous levels of lead on every floor.
The Milwaukee Health Department found that Trowbridge Street School of Great Lakes Studies, which has students from pre-K through 8th grade, had unsafe levels of lead dust.
Three other Milwaukee schools found to have lead contamination remain open. The Milwaukee Health Department has a series of free lead screenings scheduled for affected students. The City of Milwaukee and Milwaukee Public Schools have links to schedules on their websites.
A group of concerned parents and advocates is pushing Milwaukee Public Schools and the Health Department for more answers. Kristen Payne is the founder of that group, Lead Safe Schools MKE, and is a parent of a child in one of the affected schools. Kristen, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Ron Jansen is parent of a child who attends Milwaukee Public Schools. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I want to start with your personal experiences. Kristen, I understand you have a kid in one of the affected schools.
Yes, it was the first affected school in this crisis.
Golda Meir, can you tell us how you found out, how the information came to you?
Yes, on January 13th, parents at Golda Meir Lower Campus received a letter from MPS and the Milwaukee Health Department informing us that a child had been lead poisoned and the source of that lead poisoning had been found to be at the school.
Ron, you are a parent of a child in a Milwaukee public school. I understand, at least at this point, not one that has been found to have a lot of lead in it. But that said, what are you hoping to see from the district to make sure that your school is safe, is lead free?
Yeah, do you think I'd like to see a communication with a timeline laid out of when my son's school might be tested and when we might get the results and what kind of testing might be done? You know, I think all MPS locations need to be tested after this crisis.
Kristen, you are talking, I imagine, organizing this group with a lot of parents at the schools affected and otherwise. What are some of the things you're hearing? What are some of the concerns that people are bringing to you at this point?
I think there's a real concern about how did we get here in the first place. So we've been hearing from MPS that there's been deferred maintenance. And yet this is something that obviously is so important and can have devastating impacts if it's not addressed in the first place. So why weren't the appropriate steps taken to make sure that these environments are safe? And I do want to point out that we are getting information from parents that they're concerned about what's happening in the schools. We got report from actually the same school that Ron's kid goes to, that one of the third grade teachers is allowing children to fill up their water bottles in a classroom sink rather than the filtered water bubblers. And so they're concerned. Parents are concerned about the lead exposure that their children might be having here.
Ron, as I mentioned, the Milwaukee Health Department is running testing, mainly, I understand, lead screenings for kids in the four schools that lead's been detected in. As a parent, are you thinking, do I want to wait? Do I want to get an extra lead screening now?
Absolutely. I think that the city needs to make sure that every MPS student can be tested if their parents want them to. We need to get that set up now. So I know that the health department is standing up clinics, but you know, I'd like to see some motion from the mayor or the state government here, either you know, offering or seeking funds for more massive testing. We need to get, you know, hopefully every kid in MPS could get tested, or at least every kid whose parents want them to be tested.
And Kristen, with that testing schedule, the information is out there. I'm finding on the health department website, on the school's website, there are links. Do you see that information getting to the people who need it the most, the parents in the affected schools, that, hey, these screenings are available over the next couple few weeks?
I think we'll see what happens today now that the kids are back in school. We've been told that there's going to be information coming home to children, so we'll see. But I do want to point out that the science on lead in the human body is such that our group is concerned about these one point in time testing clinics. So the half-life for lead is actually quite long, and the release from tissues is irregular. And so we're not sure that our children having this one lead test, one point in time, is going to give us a truly an accurate picture of the harm that's been caused by this exposure.
We're talking about lead in Milwaukee schools. After the closure of one school found to have lead contamination throughout, lead detected concerns over lead in other schools in the district as well. We have Kristen Payne, a parent and founder of the group Lead Safe Schools Milwaukee. Also with us, Ron Jansen, parent of a child who attends Milwaukee Public Schools. Kristen, what do you know as a parent about the source of this lead? I understand these are older buildings we're concerned about, which, of course, have lead paint throughout them. Why are these problems becoming a concern? Why are we finding out about them now?
Well, the health department has said that we're finding out about the source in the schools because the child that was poisoned at Golda Meir Lower Campus did not have any sources of lead at home. And so they are tasked with following children who are lead poisoned and investigating to find the source of the lead. And that investigation led them to the school. And I think it was through some pressure that they started also looking at additional MPS schools after seeing the amount of lead dust and as well as lead in water that was found at Golda Meir Lower Campus.
Ron, a lot of the communication here, I imagine, happening at the schools that we know have detected lead. Are you getting information from either directly from the schools or the health department where you feel like you're being kept up to date?
Yeah, so I will. I'd have to say that this is a spot where I do think MPS could be doing a little bit better. It sounds, from what I've heard, like there is communication, and I can't speak to the strength of that communication, but it does sound like there's communication with folks that are directly in these, you know, four schools. But as a person from, you know, a non-affected school so far, I haven't seen a lot about this in my inbox. In fact, you know, to double check my work, I was looking through my emails yesterday to see if I had missed something from MPS. And I didn't have any, you know, outside of the norm emails from them about this. So it's possible that it could have made it to my partner's email account or something. But in my checking last night, I didn't see anything specific about this issue.
And Kristen, being involved in one of the affected schools, do you feel like you're more in the loop? Do you feel like communication is at least gearing up some?
Not really. And this is an area I've been really disappointed. So we've received a couple of notices that have been somewhat generic, but we don't have any timelines on even the work that's being done in my child's school, which I think has been going on for 6, maybe 7, 8 weeks now. We don't have any update on that. And moreover, we have questions about the work that has been done. Our children have been in the environments, we're told, while the work is being completed. And I have tried to get answers about if that work has been appropriate while children are present in the environments. And I've received absolutely no comment or information back from MPS.
And Kristen, the Trowbridge School we mentioned closed temporarily in part because of what you were just saying. The remediation work was going on. Concerns that they couldn't ultimately do it safely enough with the kids there. The kids are now temporarily, at least, at another school. The other three affected schools, yours, Golda Meir, and then there's Maryland Avenue Montessori and Cagle Elementary School. Are parents at those schools you're in contact with wondering, thinking about, hey, should we be in that same boat? Should we be temporarily closing these schools?
Absolutely. Other parents are concerned about why we didn't get that option. I even asked for a virtual option for my child so that we could feel safer until the remediation had taken place and the final clearance had happened, and I was told that wasn't an option. And so we've been stuck sending our children to these schools that we know are unsafe. We know that from the Milwaukee Health Department, and given no other options. So we've been very disappointed and concerned about sending our children.
Ron, as a parent at one of the schools, again, not with lead detected, at least not yet, are those thoughts going through your mind now? You know, should my kid be going? Should we be looking for virtual options?
I don't know that in my particular mm-hmm. school that I'm, you know, looking for a virtual option, but I do believe that that needs to be made available for concerned parents. I think a lot of these buildings are really, really old, and I do not believe for a moment that this is going to be the end of this. I don't think these four schools are going to be the only ones that are found to have a problem when we start getting deeper into testing and assessments. But kids need to be able to learn in an environment that is safe and healthy. And so if there are parents whose kids are going to a school that was built in, you know, 1900, 1910, they need to have those options so that they can make sure that their kids are taken care of.
Kristen, this is obviously an ongoing story. Things may change from day to day as far as what we know. What would you hope to have from the school district, from the health department, so that you feel like you and the parents you're working with are in the loop, are at the table?
I think at this point, we're really pushing for the primary data. We want to see record of what remediation has occurred while the children have been present in these environments. We want to see the maintenance records for the affected schools for the last several years. We want to start to understand what went happen. And because of the kind of lack of trust, I think that has occurred, we actually want to see the data. We don't want to just hear talking points. And that's why we pushed for the release of the lead risk assessments, which the health department has been making available to the public. And we commend them on doing that.
And Kristen, for parents in the district who are concerned, maybe don't know where to go for information, what do you recommend to them to keep informed and to advocate for their families?
Well, we are holding community assemblies. We had our first one a couple weeks ago, and we deliver all of the information we have, including the data from the lead risk assessments. We are hoping to hold our next one this Saturday. Folks can go to our website, www.ledsafeschoolsmke.com, or email us at ledsafeschoolsmke@gmail.com. Get in touch with us. We'll provide as much information as we have and let folks know where they can find the primary sources of information themselves so that they don't have to just believe us, but can look in at the data themselves.
And we'll leave it there. Kristen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Ron, thanks again for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Ron Jansen, a parent in the Milwaukee Public School District, and Kristen Payne, also a parent of a kid in Milwaukee Public Schools, founder of the group Lead Safe Schools, MKE. They're with us to talk about the danger of lead in schools after the Trowbridge School in Milwaukee closed because of lead contamination. Series of lead screenings going on. You can find info at the Milwaukee Health Department website.
Coming up, as Northland College prepares to close, its hockey teams will live on at Beloit College.
We just thought it would make sense for the region that we're in, for our own history. And frankly, athletics is a way in which we enrich the student experience.
Beloit's president on hockey and the future of Wisconsin's private colleges. That's next on WPR News.